This is St. Louis Public Radio. In the month following the presidential election, the Southern Poverty Law Center collected reports of more than 1,000 hate-related incidents from across the country, 15 in the state of Missouri. But what exactly is a hate incident? How is it different from a hate crime? Why does it matter? St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone sat down with the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League, Karen Oresti, to find out.
It might seem simple, but a hate incident can be any prejudice-related aggression that does not rise to the level of a chargeable offense, i.e. a crime. It could be something protected by the First Amendment, like telling someone to go back where they came from. But a hate crime, Oresti says, has a very solid basis in federal and most state legal codes.
At a base level, a hate crime is where the perpetrator intentionally chooses the victim and commits any number of crimes against that victim, whether it's a physical assault or something worse, because that person belongs to or is perceived to belong to one of the protected categories, which varies from state to state. In Missouri, race, religion, national origin, disability, gender, sexual orientation, identity by definition.
When prosecuting or even reporting a hate crime, everything hinges on proving intent.
So, for instance, the idea that a police report might say, witnesses say that racial epithets were uttered, that's not good enough. So we would ask that police report to specifically state every single word in detail that would support the intent aspect.
Oresti says hate crime by its nature is more egregious than crimes motivated by bias because they don't have a clear goal.
What we've seen for years is that generally hate crime violence is 4 times more serious. If I steal your wallet, my motivation is to get your money. If I start beating you because you are a person I believe is inferior to me, when do I get compliance? Probably dead, you are, or significantly injured.
It wasn't until 1990 that the Justice Department had to collect data on hate crimes, thanks to the passage of the Hate Crime Statistics Act. So we know how frequently hate crimes happen, right? Well, not really. Hate crime stats reporting is all voluntary, so police departments across the country don't have to report any numbers or even track them. For the past decade, the majority of hate crimes reported to the FBI out of Missouri were race-related, though hate crimes based on religion have been on the rise. In 2014, Missouri had 76 reported hate crimes. The following year, that number jumped to 100.
I don't know really what that means. Does it mean that we are doing a more effective job of talking to police departments about identifying what is in fact a hate crime? What is the end result of those 100 cases? Are each of them being prosecuted that way? Maybe some, not all.
Oresti says the fate of hate crime charges depend on the prosecutor, where they live, and how strong they think the case is.
Look, I've had prosecutors or state's attorneys in very rural parts of Missouri where we have seen specific acts against folks, particularly in the gay community, say, look, I can prove the assault. I have that. If I add in the hate crime charge, you've got a really conservative group of people who are part of the jury down there, and I got to convince them that they also want to protect somebody who's gay. I remember a very specific conversation with a state's attorney on a fact situation exactly like that in the early 2000s. He didn't want to risk it.
Of course, that's if the case even makes it that far. Which begs the question, if a hate crime is never reported by law enforcement or prosecuted, where does it count?
Look, from my perspective, and maybe this sounds a little naive, it always counts. If we're talking about it, that's not a bad thing. I mean, none of this stuff is ever going to get wrapped up into a nice, neat little package, and we'll say hate crimes are never going to happen again. That's really naive. But even if a particular case does not see its way through to a full and complete prosecution, we're still talking about it, and there's value in that.